Hi, everybody. Well, today's our Monday program on VBS Radio. And the program that we're having is on the 29th of December, in case you need to know what it is today, and it's 2014. So here we go, everybody. We'll do a clearing for everybody that's dealing with emotional stuff. Here we go. So, one, two, releasing your traumas, three, four, and five. And again, here we go again. One, two, three, four, and five. And think of another issue. Okay, next one here. We'll do two of them for you, so releasing that energy. So one, two, three, four, and five. All right, everybody. We'll see how you're doing with that. Let's energize the light beams, so bring them up on your monitor screen. And if you go into our special chat room, maybe I'll have Cindy come on and tell you where it is if you don't know. And you can get three light beams that way. So you want to come forward, Cindy? Are you out there?
I made the transition. Hello, everyone. I would love to tell everyone where they can find the triple light beam, and that is on the CLS chat page. And if you were to go to creationlightship.com right now, up at the top of the page, you'll see the live audio link, and then to the right of that chat link is shadowed. And just click on to chat. It'll take you to Ron's VBS profile, his homepage, and it has lots of great information, including archives. But today, you can just click on the fast chat, and that'll take you to the chat site. And you'll see the link for the triple light beams there. Eventually, I'm sure we'll have the triple light beams on creationlightship.com, but for today, this works out great. Thank you, Ron.
Okay, everybody. So we'll first energize the male light beam. And if you only have one up on your screen, then it'll just be male. If you have three up, then the first one will be male. So here we go. The males are coming. So. And oddly enough, the males come in groups of three, where the females only come in as one. If you just a little bit of information there. So here we go. Male light beams. So stronger, 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 and stronger. All right. Now we'll do the non-gender. So one, two, three, four, and five. And next we're going to do the female. So one, two, three, four, and five. There we go, everybody. So it's all peace energy coming your way, so you can become peaceful and feel peaceful and be in the present moment. So I'll turn it back over to Cindy. And so what's shaking out there, Cindy?
Oh, Ron, thank you so much. Right now nothing's shaking because I'm very relaxed and in the now. So thank you for doing those clearings for us. And let's see here. I would like to mention that we are on VBS Station 1 tonight, and this is Healing Highway Monday. And sometimes we're not able to get to emails. And tonight we will be reading the CLS question at yahoo.com email. So if you have anything else that you'd like to comment or ask about, you can send an email. If you happen to be in the chat room, you can put a short comment or question there. And towards the end of the show, we'll talk about the exciting events coming up. And for right now, I think I'd like to jump into the emails, Ron.
Sounds great.
Let's see. Okay. We have a question regarding Kundalini energy. This person in the past had worked with Kundalini energy or been told about it, and he's wondering if he should do a timeline crash or if you have any other thoughts about what Kundalini energy would do to us.
Well, I don't know how it's activated in people. Some people are able to run that energy, some aren't. Some people need to have some type of training to do that. Mantras, you know, just some way to connect to the energy. So I would think typically if it's natural for you, then it would come about. Some people I've talked to said it's kind of dangerous at times. So I don't really have any comment on it. But if you were doing or connected with some type of programming, which would be in the mind energy of how to do something, then you may want to look at it over again and maybe do some timeline crashes to get off of that program system that you may have come upon. So remember, everything out here is programs, and the programs can attach you any time in your life. And basically the reason why you're here, and the only reason, is because you bought the wrong program. So you bought the mind darkness programs of maybe enjoyment and cause and effect, or the opposite of enjoyment, whatever that would be. But it's a separation of spirit source energy versus another completely different system, which we call mind, universal intelligence, collective consciousness. So whenever you have a program out there, or something that you can attach to or connect with to bring you into a different mindset, then you're dealing with programs, and that those programs can be detrimental to you. So that's what we talk about all the time, is you want to be in the now, not connected to anything, and that's when you have your self-free will, free choice. Other than that, you're running programs, and the programs will give you whatever free will and free choice is connected to that program. And it may not be what you are expecting or even want to have. So back to you, Cindy.
Thank you so much, Ron, for the explanation on that. And I'm sure that affects a lot of people that were in the New Age realm. I myself had in school regarding Kundalini energy. So thank you. Somebody in the chat mentions to do the CLS Now timeline. And if you go to the CLS chat site under reminders, you'll see information regarding the CLS Now timeline, along with many other important reminders Juan has for us. So you can check that out. And another note here says, don't the aliens get infuriated if they can't control us? Ron?
Yeah, I don't know. I would probably assume so, but remember, you're giving them your own deductive reasoning. You know, as you're missing out on something, would you become upset? They may not be upset. They may look for somebody else. But then people are under alien attack off and on. And so why is that, you know? So it's kind of hard to say, you know. I don't know what their thoughts are or how they're projecting, if they have frustration and anger or anything else because they lost you as a food source, energetic food source, or maybe even a physical one, you know? It's hard to say what they're thinking, but they do replicate you every 10 minutes. You're a different you. And during this program, you probably won't be switched out. And it's really hard to go back to look at even the last hour of each 10-minute segments of your life as being a brand new life every 10 minutes. You know, you probably won't have that understanding, that information, or clarity to the process because they recreate you. And all you have is that recreated scenario. And that kind of like connects to the next one that they're bringing forth. So even though you're probably being created by a different alien god, you could use that term because they are creating you on another timeline, or even on this timeline, you know, not the one that you're on now, but the regular ordinary timeline. You're a different you, but you don't have any remembrance, unless you say, gee, I lost 10 minutes of my life. What happened? Where did I go? Or even longer. That means that you were somewhere else, good, bad, or indifferent. But you probably won't have the remembrance of that because they always give you a backstory that allows you to have that perfect transition. Like if you're in the store walking, doing something, shopping for groceries, and you're in there for an hour, well, you just had six different news come forward. But do you know when you were taken? Probably not. All you know is you have your list in front of you, what you're purchasing, and you're probably pushing the shopping cart. And you won't really remember going back, was I doing something on this aisle? You know, you don't have that. All you have was what's in front of you. And you may not know that, I missed a couple of steps because I was spaced out. And I didn't really realize that. You know, I looked up in the air, you know, or whatever, looked around. And I knew that I wasn't here, and now I'm here. Or I'm getting integrated with the new me, which could take maybe a half a second, we'll say. So you don't have that awareness. But you can't watch other people. And you can't watch them glitch out. And if you're really sensitive, you're going to probably see the whole hologram changed before your eyes, because each one is in a different energy sequence. So not everybody is switched out exactly every 10 minutes. I would imagine if that was the case, we could probably do something about it, but everybody is on their own 10-minute plan, you know? So, you know, just kind of remember that and know that that's the reason why some people get into arguments. You may say, you know, I told you not to do this, but you did it anyway. You know, 1 minute after I told you not to do it, I'm sure parents have that with their children. Don't touch that, you know, Harry. And sure enough, you know, Harry touches it. And you go, ah, I'm angry now because I spilled all this stuff all over the place. I told him not to touch it. And so you get upset with your child, and they are probably switched out. They don't remember you saying that. Didn't get recorded, you know, properly. And it wasn't integrated. Maybe that the information of you talking to them didn't get downloaded in enough time, and they made the mistake. Maybe a minute afterwards, they probably wouldn't have done it, but you caught them in that glitch. So just kind of know that's the way humanity is here. And it's really hard for people to be responsible living here when that happens. And that can change your complete awareness. So back to you, Cindy.
Well, that could explain a lot, Ron. Do you think that ties into the ADHD or ADD type symptoms that kids have or even adults now?
I would imagine there could be something with that. You know, it's hard to say. Remember, everybody seems to think, I'm guessing, you know, maybe the same way. You know, it's hard to say how your thoughts work, but everybody seems to have and know how to use a program, okay? So it's kind of like eating, right? Or driving your car, you know, they tell you how to do this, what to do, what not to do, what to look out for, what to watch out for, and you learn that, and everybody is driving the car the same way. What would happen if you didn't have that program, you know, and could you even start your car? You know, so you have to be taught something. So everybody seems to go along with the program that everybody else is going along with. So, yeah, that's probably where you get the word sheeple, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But people, you know, I'm assuming that everybody has a similar way to get programmed. So that's kind of what I'm talking about here. So they've given an entryway, maybe a special code system, so they could come in and program us a certain way. Or enter into the mind to program us a certain way. Now, your body has its own particular program. You know, we know about yes, no, stop, go. You know, that's more of the mental stuff. And you kind of learn not to, you know, as you grow up, not to put your finger, you know, in the flame on the stove or something because you're going to get burned, either by having that experience or having somebody telling you not to do it, or you saw somebody getting a blister or worse, you know. So you know about that. But your body itself has its own program, and that's how your heart beats and you breathe, and everything else happens. Once you eat food, it goes in and comes out, and you have no clue of what's working and how that stuff works. So that's its own particular program that it's working with. Now, getting back to the, mental illnesses and maybe mental amnesia, we'll say, at that point, maybe the aliens found or already knew a way to take out a step in the program. So all of a sudden, now you're not conscious, and, you know, you start forgetting things, or you just don't have a complete awareness. So maybe they took a couple of steps out, you know, the counting from, you know, maybe 1 through 10, maybe they took out number 5 and 6, and you can do something up to 4, but from there, you don't know what to do next, and it doesn't connect to the next number, and you just feel lost. So that's kind of what I'm saying. So they already know how to interrupt, you know, your process of living. So back to you.
Excellent explanation, Ron. And that segues into another email that we have. Actually, this was a prior post from the COS chat. It says, how about going back to the timeline when you had all of your spirit energy and bring it back to this timeline?
That would be great. Yeah, that'd be great. But remember, once you're taken on a timeline, hopefully you can be brought back, okay? But if they take you sideways on that timeline, like a tangent timeline, more than likely, you'll never find yourself, okay? And so, ideally, you know, if the timelines are that simple, and they can say, you know, I don't like that dream or that experience that I had. I just want to take it back to myself, you know, like some people use the word, what do they say? There's some word they use. I forgot what the word was even. But they use one word to try to stop what they got through saying. You know, they said something. Oh, no, I need to stop that or disconnect from it.
Negate.
Or whatever. Yeah, negate. Yeah, so that doesn't work. Mentally, you can think it'll work, but no way are you going to be able to pull yourself back. And once you put something out there, either in the mental realm or in the physical realm, you know, the physical is resources, we'll call it, and the mental is mental realm. That's your hopes and dreams and fears that get recycled from what you've learned in this lifetime. Once you're in those realms, you really can't take anything back. You can't go backwards. So ideally, you know, that'd be great if you could say, you know, I had half my spirit taken because I was in a war, or then a forest fire and I got burned up, and I want to bring that back and negate and eliminate that timeline where that never happened, and now I'm back here, felt that experience, like doing a rewind and a reset. No, you can't do that. It's not that simple. Remember, you're not in control of the program that is running you.
Right.
The only way is to beam them out. So, and to get all of your spirit back, yeah, it'd be nice to get it back when you were a baby, what you came in here with. You were a lot smarter then on a spiritual level, because each day you live and each day you think and each day you go out on timelines, you're losing part of yourself. And that's something that people don't really want to hear. But remember, they're taking your energy and they can abduct part of you. So what you want to get back is the original you. That maybe was 100,000 years ago or whenever you came here, you know, that's what you want to get back. And, you know, that's already gone. It could have been replicated, you know, zillions of times out on other alien timelines. Because remember, a little piece of you, you know, a little molecule of your spirit can recreate things and add life force energy to it. And that's probably why people want to get cremated. Because they can dig up bones of anybody and recreate that body over again. So, you know, it's an unlimited power source for them. So back to you, Cindy.
Oh, my gosh. That's mind-boggling. Okay, well, we have a few other phrases in the chat room to like redo or unwind something that was said. Cancel, delete, or erase it.
Yeah.
There were some other ways people used it. Go ahead.
Yeah, and all that doesn't work.
Right.
So satisfy your mind and your ego that, oh, you said this thing, but it's still out there. You're connected to a program. And so either the program was given to you to use that word, but you're still on a program when you figured out that you did something that you shouldn't have done. Okay. You're already, that hook's already in your mouth, you know, and you can't just say, you know, I want the hook to be invisible and I want it to disappear. No, it's already there. So you already had part of that experience. And you could be continuing on with it. You didn't kill the program or get rid of the program or the programming. You're still living that program. That's why you want to do timeline crashes. So what we always talk about is you find something that's happening that you don't like, then you're on that timeline. So by all means, do a bunch of timeline crashes to get off of that one particular program that you're aware of that you're living. So you may not be living it all the way here, but somewhere else you may be, and you're having the effects, remember the cause and effect, that's how the universe works in darkness, is the cause and effect energy is going to bring you onto that emotional roller coaster ride. So they need emotions. So regardless whether you think it stopped here, you may still be continuing on with that event. It's sort of like, let's just say that you're going out looking for a new car, or a car, a new car to you. And you see one and you drive it and you kind of like it, but then you find out that you can't afford it. Well, here you can't afford it. Now, maybe on the other timelines, you go, wow, I can get this here. And maybe the person there says, you know, just smile at me and I'll give you the car for the money that you have. Well, it didn't happen here. But on another timeline or hundreds or thousands of timelines, they go, yeah, here's your car. Now you're playing with your car on timelines. Here you wonder why, you know, you're depressed because you keep seeing that car in your vision, you know, that Lamborghini or whatever, or that old, like, 69 Volkswagen or whatever you like, you know, and you go, man, you know, I really want to have that car. But over there, you're enjoying it. And so now you have all this guilt coming. Maybe you feel like you sabotage yourself. You didn't save up enough money for it or whatever's going on. But somewhere else, you are enjoying that. What should be, in a sense, for you, they are a positive experience here. You're getting the backlash of it not happening. And you wonder why you're upset all the time. You keep seeing that car over and over. Remember, start looking for a car, you're going to see probably hundreds of them. The right color and everything else, and it just kind of goes before your eyes, and it's gone, and you can't afford it, okay? That's the way the dark side works. So you're bringing that energy to you, but you just don't have it yet. Now, I'm not saying that you never get it. But you're already enjoying it, and that's the worst thing that can happen to you because you had a taste of it, and over there you're eating it. You know, you have it. And that gets your timeline here, and you feel awful because of it. Maybe because you have more energy here than you do on those timelines. So they want to really up good. Back to you, Cindy.
It's almost like the aliens have a win-win because if we try to, In answer to, are they infuriated? Really, it doesn't matter which way we go because there's always something that they're gaining somehow. So thank goodness we have timeline crashes, Ron, and be in the now. Okay, I have another email here. It says, I used to be involved with a multi-level marketing group, and they had sound patches which had nanotechnology embedded. I used them all the time, and there were ones for energy, mental clarity, and all kinds of things. What would I use to clear that nanotechnology out of me?
Oh, dear. Boy.
Well, we have the nanotechnology clearing. Let me see if I can find that. But it's deeper than that, right?
Yes, much deeper. That's already embedded in you. I don't know what to say on that one. Maybe somebody may have some ideas there. Boy.
Is that affecting DNA then?
Yeah, you have to clear it out of your DNA, but without really knowing how far it went. You know, stuff is more complicated than it appears to be. It's not just like it's one thing that they hooked you up with. There'd be a hundred of things. So, you know, you need to look at it as, you know, how do you reset your body? I don't know how to do that quite yet, you know, because it's an experience that you chose to go through, and your body went along for the ride. And that's why I say curiosity killed the cat, you know. So how do you back up and not get controlled by this stuff? You can think it away, but it's still going to be with you. But all you could do is ask the people that gave you the patch if they had any success with anybody having it get released out of their body, and what did they do. You know, from there, I don't know what to tell you, you know. That's why, you know, you don't want to get involved with things that you know nothing about. So,
right.
You want to be in the light. So the nanotechnology might sound kind of awful for some people as you're listening, and you go, wow, how did that person ever do that? Well, you know, why, you know, people here all the time do weird things anyway. So it's not that it's that bad. You know, I would not like that, but, you know, it could be in our air anyway right now. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
Well, that's why you want to be
right.
In the moment as much as you can, get in the moment to, and not work with cause and effect energies. So back to you.
Well, that's really something to think about, cause and effect. This reminds me, about 10 years ago, I was warned not to use weight loss patches because they had parasites, but it's like parasitic energy. They had parasites. So that just gets into what you're saying. If you don't know about it, don't use it. Oh
yeah,
my gosh.
It's kind of like, you know, you go to the grocery store and you get a can of something. And, you know, the old days, you know, maybe if you bought corn, it would be corn and, you know, that'd be it. All that could be on the label is there's water in here. Hopefully it'd be good water, we'll say, which you'd call corn juice in a sense, and corn. Well, now you look at it and you go, what's all this stuff on this label? You know, I don't know what this stuff is. And there are people that look at labels, but after a while, I mean, there's no more real natural stuff out there, you know? And it gets to be kind of, and you're stuck, you know, you have to eat something, you know? So people,
mm-hmm.
Let's just go by the picture. If it looks like a good picture on the can, you go, well, what the heck? I got to eat something, you know? And so you eat it. Because, you know, you're not in the, you know, the 1900s or 1800s where you have a farm and you know that you put a seed in the ground and something came up and you ate it. Or, you know, you pulled out the carrot out of the ground and it was a good carrot and there was nothing in the sky coming down. With nanotechnologies and chemtrails and everything else going into the ground, polluting it, and I won't go on and on, but you know, those days are gone. So, you know, what do you do? So back to you.
Oh, boy. Thanks, Ron. Well, in light of the conversation that we've been having, is there an appropriate clearing that you can help us with one of our mystery items that we've used?
Well, I guess the only thing that's useful is to be here now, and that can help you not get more infected. So you want to be in the now and be in your source energy with your spirit, and that's the main thing.
Mm-hmm.
But clearing, I can do one for anxiety in case anybody feels anxious.
Okay.
What we talked about is just stuff that's here. It shouldn't be new to anybody, but it could push your buttons. It could even get you angry because somebody is doing something against your free will. And maybe you didn't read that one label, you know, on your can of beans and it just said poison and you didn't really read that. And now you realize that you've been having this can of beans forever and the program that was running in you wouldn't allow you to read the word poison, okay? So here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Do anxiety here. Then we'll do anger. So releasing your anxieties. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll do, I guess we'll do fear, and then we'll do the other one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And,
betrayed?
Which one?
How about betrayed, because we were betrayed by whomever?
Yeah, okay, we can do that. I'll do anger. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And betrayal, anything that you probably are buying, somebody's betraying you on it or betraying a person or something, you know. Maybe they're not getting paid enough, so you're getting that energy from those, from that object. You know, maybe they don't like what they're doing. So here we go. Betrayal. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So, anyway.
Thanks, Ron.
Yeah, we should get more on a positive note here.
Okay.
Out. I don't know.
All right. Well, there's a suggestion regarding the topic we're speaking of. Nanotech, like a clone, clear clone light infusion process could help. This has to do with that patch question. And then also, how about neutralize with an object clearing, anything put in or on your body from now on?
Yeah, but you got to keep up with it. So, you know, remember, everything works in the now. So the clearings work in the now with what you're dealing with right now. It won't go into your past unless you specify a particular maybe date or time in your past. You just can't use it as a blanket healing to say, okay, I want all my past erased and all my trauma is eliminated. Well, your whole lifetime clearing can do that. But the ones that we normally do, like on samples, can't clear everything. But still, past that time, you know, what happened, you know, in your generational clearings and everything else? We have those, but you're dealing with stuff that's recycling all the time. So, unfortunately, you know, you have to be responsible for your life now and let the past die. Let the past go away from you. Don't bring it up all the time. Don't regurgitate your past, because that's going to give you more trauma and put you onto your past timelines. So as we're talking with this show today, you know, we are bringing up issues from people from the past because they're wondering what they can do about their past. Well, just know that, you know, it's an experience that you went through. You may be able to get some of the energy off of it, and maybe not, but just know that you need to move on and, you know, live in the now. And, you know, if the stuff didn't kill you up to this point, maybe it won't, you know. Maybe it's not going to be activated for 10 years. So don't worry about the 10 years, and don't worry about what happened in your past, because you're living the moment right now. Unless you want to go on to those past timelines and reinfect them, if you had a clearing, you can infect them and bring them forward again. And now you're living that whole life story over again. Why would you want to do that? People do it all the time when you hear people talking about, for instance, you know, their past relationships, you know, and everything else. You hear people talking about that if you, you know, like, you know, gossip or, you know, this person said that, and they said this, you know, and it's all that stuff that, why even bother? Just get into the now. Don't bring back, don't energize what went wrong in your life, because you already played it out, and you lived through it. Just get out of it, and get off of those timelines if you start thinking about it, because you're on the timelines. The only reason why you're having that thought is because it got activated. Know that the timeline activated the stuff in you. Or you saw it on TV and it got reactivated. So just you know, live your life in the moment. Let the past die. Don't even go into the past unless it recycles on you. Then go in there and clear it out with, you know, timeline crashing. So that's what all I can say, because you can't really relive your past. Why would you want to even do that? So back to you.
Right. That is just huge. That's a huge statement that you made about that, Ron. And that reminds me about keywords that can take us back to the past. And you have created the ALIN keyword intercept free clearing for us, and it's on the left side of creationlightship.com under the free sample healings. And I think the natal barcode clearing also allows us to put in keywords. So if those words, maybe it's a song, words from a song or a place that you've been, I think those things could also help keep us in the now more, clear those words out.
Yep, and you could even be hearing that song on a timeline as you're driving your car and you're hearing the song. Maybe they took you back to the 60s and you're hearing the radio from the 60s songs. And one of those songs you're stuck, you know? And now you're hearing it in this timeline. And you wonder why the heck are you going to the 60s to hear it, you know?
Right.
So, and you start realizing what's happening. You know, we have solutions. But you can't necessarily get rid of everything, you know. It can help you. The whole thing is to get into the now. Be here in the now, and that's where you want to go to. And if things start to recycle, like, you know, the keyword intercept, you know, the alien keyword intercept, that's how they intercept you and bring you into the timelines and connect you into, you know, your programs. So that gets rid of programs. So you take all the different clearings, like we say, clearings or healings on the website, and you put the word program there in most of those, if not all of them, you'll realize that, yeah, I want to get off of this program. I want to get off of the heartache program. I want to get off of the betrayal program or programs, you know. I don't want that book any longer of self-sabotage. I know it too well, but I still do that to myself, or other people see that and sabotage me. You know, whatever it is, you want to get off of those things, and those are timelines.
Right.
So when you're in the now, they should not really come forward with you. That's the whole thing. Get into the now, and then the aliens have no way to push your emotional buttons and to push all your buttons to see where they can intercept you with the keywords to bring you into their program. You know, it's like the moth to the flame. They're trying to figure out a way to catch you and contaminate you. So back to you, Cindy.
Wow. That's huge. So don't be digging around for things to clear. Just keep moving forward, right?
Yeah. Unless you find something. And some people, you know, their mindset is, well, let's see, I did this clearing and I did it about 10 times and, you know, the clearing worked, okay? But they go, I wonder if it really worked. And now they start conjuring up stuff, okay? And now they wonder why they're still dealing with the same issue that they cleared. Well, it's because they brought it forward again. Remember, once you do a clearing, what you are clearing, like on a whole lifetime clearing, is what came up to the surface. So that's just like a blackboard. That blackboard got erased. And now if you stay there with that clean blackboard, you're fine. Now when you start investigating and clearing things, kind of find out more, people energize you and they start writing on your blackboard and you have different things happening and you don't really think that it worked well, right away now you're contaminating yourself over again and, you know, that's not good. So,
right.
You know, once you do a clearing, know that it's done, it's over with, and it's perfect. What comes up from the underground, we'll say, you know, the part that's hidden on the iceberg, people will normally bring stuff up into your timeline because the aliens don't like you being free, and they will try to use those keywords to intercept you, to bring you into a timeline again because you got away. That's why I say, like, if you had the availability to do all the emotional clearing, and you said, you know, adios, I'm going up to the mountains, become a hermit. Now listen to the radio or the TV. Don't talk to people. I just hang out with the bullfrogs and the deer, you know, and whatever else is around you. And
right.
The bees, they're not going to tell you about their traumas and dramas. You know, you're going to have a very, very peaceful life. But humanity will bring you, people will bring you back into stuff. And unfortunately, that's what happens. So that's why you want to, you know, keep to yourself more and become peaceful. Once you become peaceful, then you know, realize that that's what you're really hoping for and looking for your whole life and all the lifetimes here. You wanted to have peace. And some people think they can buy peace with money. Well, you can't. Might be nice to you have a little nicer place or something, but, you know, are you going to be peaceful? The whole thing is to get into peace. So back to you.
Right. Well, the good news is, the bright spot is that you have worked with Creation Lightship and created over 500 healing options for us, and they're on the creationlightship.com. So thank you for that, Ron. Okay, we have an email that says, Ron said that Jesus lived 12 separate lifetimes. Is he living other lifetimes here as well?
I haven't really checked on that. I know I myself am out on many other lifetimes, so to speak, may not be here. I haven't really even checked into that, but maybe elsewhere, doing what I'm doing now, in a sense. So I know that I'm out there quite often and quite a bit. So I really have really no way to answer that particular question. All I know is what I'm doing. And what other light beings could be using that energy, maybe, you know, I don't know. All I know is what I'm doing. So I'm staying very, very focused on what I'm doing here, and that's it. That's all that I can do. I don't want to, you know, look at the, you know, even though it would be a light being mission, we'll say, I'm not looking into, like, anybody's privacy, like physical stuff here, in a sense, switching over to physical. What somebody else does is their own business. You know, that's the way I look at life here. And I'm doing what I'm doing, and I was trying to stay very well focused on what I'm doing here, which everybody else should be doing, and not to get drawn into something. So I have not had that experience of seeing the other energies, you know, that could possibly be that being. So I would say I haven't seen that, okay? And the energy has not connected with me. So I would say that would be how I would answer that question.
Okay. Another question. When Gabriel visited Mary, was that a light being that spoke to her? And a prince, he says, since aliens have been impersonating spiritual beings, he just wants to know.
As I look at that, boy, there's so many timelines with that going on. I would say that would... the one that I'm saying would be a light being, yes, coming forth in some type of form. Remember, you need to have physical form here to connect to people. Otherwise, it's in the invisible, and then you have to, in a sense, be maybe able to hear voices or be, in a sense, very intuitive. So, and most people don't have those attributes, so you have to be physical here to do anything. So for that, I would say possibly yes. But if you try to connect to that energy, the dark side would probably more than likely take it sideways and put you into the light of the darkness energy. So that's what we have in all the churches, is the light of the darkness. And it just copies the light and can sound perfect and can sound wonderful, but it's still not light, because light's in non-judgment. So you need to kind of look at that. So, but you do have to come in here to communicate. And so right away, you have to come into darkness to do communication. So back to you.
Okay. Thanks, Ron. We have about 15 minutes left in the show, and we do have a few more emails, so see if I can do some quick emails. Well, this has to do with the Earth Spirit. On Saturday, December 27th, on the EBS show, Ron, you had talked to us about the earth spirit and the percentage of spirit residing. And so there's a follow-up question. Where is the spirit existing, since what we see in nature is now a hologram?
Good question. Okay, so rephrasing that question the way I heard it, since we're living holograms here, and maybe that's all that we're seeing, we're not really seeing the original Earth energy. Okay, so you're seeing a hologram. So you're seeing something maybe copy and pasted, like on a billboard, you know, something else over covering the Earth energy. So you're possibly seeing that. I remember when the energy switched, we're back to New York, I think in October. I mean, this is maybe 4 years ago or so, and everything switched, everything changed, and everything looked dead. And that's, I think that's when the Earth spirit left, and the placeholders came in. So at that point, things looked dead, and maybe the darkness copied that same energy, and it became dead. So what I could do for people to make something real, if you have a plant around, or even a dog or cat, and you want to see it become real, you know, bring it forward now. A lot of people, even if they're like roses that are in a vase or something, or flowers, that works too. So this I do at the expos, and it's quite something. So here we go. So make whatever you're choosing there, your one item, real. If you have more than one plant, I can do that too, because sometimes they get kind of jealous in a sense. You can feel them. What about me, you know? So here we go. So I'll count to, probably count to 50. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. I need to keep going here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, there we go. That now whatever is out there is real. So bring the energy in of spirit energy for it to connect to the life form. So I'll count to 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So there, whatever you had, it should look completely different now. You may have felt a change in the process of the counting, but right now it's real. So this is one real thing in a hologram of darkness, or created darkness of the illusion. So if you're actually able to see that or feel that, it's quite something to actually to have that occurrence, you know, if there's something looking at you like a dog or a cat, and they're glowing, you know. So back to you, Cindy.
Wow. Thank you for doing that clearing to bring our plant into reality, or whatever people chose, actually. Okay, another question about our spirit. Can we interact directly with our spirit, with the true presence of the earth spirit?
Okay, so I'll continue on with the first question. So you're not going to be able to see the earth spirit, okay, even though, you know, it's covered up with a hologram. Right now what I made real would show you the spirit energy of what's made real. And if it did come from the earth like a plant, I'm not exactly right here, but you may actually sense some of that energy of the earth spirit if it was a plant, but you're not going to be able to interact with it because you'd be courting it. And source energy, nothing gets courted. So your only interaction would be maybe to talk to it, and it probably wouldn't know your language. But you know, maybe you might be able to. So the interaction is just strictly as you look at it to see the beauty. And maybe that's about all you can expect out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So the earth spirit that you would want to see around and everything is just being covered up by the holograms. That's why I mentioned I like to see the real earth here and how it really looks as opposed to the hologram that we're living in. So that's what I'm hoping to get the aliens out of here and up to where we could actually have the earth spirit fully present in all the creations that it created. Because it's not going to come into a hologram. It can't. It doesn't know that energy. It didn't create it. So I want to see the earth spirit's energy in its creations, like we just got through doing for whatever you chose to have made real for yourself to view.
Right.
So I don't know if I answered the last question or not. Want to repeat it
again,
Cindy?
No, I think I went ahead and responded to the email and asked the person to listen to tonight's archive, and if that person has more questions, they can send them to us. We do have some chat remarks here. What clearing should I use to avoid problems caused by the rules?
By rules?
Right. Would that be like a curse of hex, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, that could be. And, you'd want to backtrack on probably the timelines to what made you get attached to the rules, okay? Whatever the rules would be, you know? So you're only the consequences, okay, of the rules. I guess that's what we're kind of talking about, I'm guessing, you know, because for myself, I don't really have any rules. I don't know. I know I have to drive right and stuff, but I'm not underneath anything, okay? You know, the word understand, you know, I'm not underneath something on top of me looking down upon me or doing something even worse. You know, I try to be at equal level with everything, but I'm not underneath anything. I don't see anybody smarter than myself in a sense or dumber, we'll say, or anything else. I tend to just try to go with the flow, you know, and be who I am. And that's the reason why on almost all my lectures, I always sit down. I don't want to be over somebody standing up doing a lecture because I don't want to give that energy that or be that way. You know, I just want to be even with everybody. So, back to you, Cindy.
Excellent. Thank you, Ron. We have a question in the chat regarding if there's an archive show about the efficient way to do timeline and space-time clearings, and the moderator has kindly posted the timeline crash video tutorial that one of our longtime listeners created for us. If you go to the CLS chat site and actually on the very first welcome page, you'll see information, how to timeline crash step-by-step tutorial, and there's a link below that will take you to YouTube. And there's a note, rules or programs, crash the program. And let's see. Oh, here's a question, an interesting question. What form does the light beam doctors take when we bring our pets onto the light ship Saturday nights?
Typically, they could appear to be human like yourself because they're used to seeing humans. It's hard to say that they could pose to be an animal like themselves. So they have to fit into the belief system. It's like when you go there, humans go there. They have to fit into the belief system of what they used to, you know, actually see physically here.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, then there's all different life forms. So if for instance, you went to the light ship and we had some other type of creation that was created by some some other planet somewhere else in light, and maybe they had a person, but they had 20 arms and legs on them, and that was probably mm-hmm. made of light, and that's what the creator wanted to create on that planet.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing's wrong with that, but if you saw that, it'd probably scare the hell out of you, you know, which might be good to get that help, you know? Anyway.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, the whole thing is, you know, it's all compatible to what your belief system is. Like I said, if
right.
you believe in a rock as being a sacred thing in your belief system, and rocks could only do healings, then you would only be seeing rocks doing the healings, okay? So it's your belief system, make it acceptable for you.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And then, you know, as you probably have seen, like maybe on YouTube and stuff, you've seen animals that, in fact, our show should be ending quickly here, but you've seen animals that would basically be, you know, a predator for someone else, and they're actually playing with each other. And so that's a possibility, too. But it'd be whatever is there needed to have the belief system for the healing to take place as far as what's going to be working with you. And it could be even just energetics. Animals heal pretty quickly because they don't have all the judgments that humans have. That's the problem. If you're a dog or cat, this would have probably ended after my first healing. You would have got what you needed, been fixed, and that would be it. You know, a two, three-minute
no.
show, I don't know. So we got our special call on Sunday, the 4th, at 1 o'clock, and that's to visit the upcoming energies for 2015. So you can pledge your seat of intention and just see how the energies feel for the year. And it may not be 100% what you're going to be having, but it's sort of what is kind of coming down the pike, okay? Remember, light only works in the now, so there's really no future, but this is what maybe the dark side is kind of planning to do and what the Earth Spirit is planning to be doing and bringing forth. So that's kind of how you need to look at it. Otherwise, it'd be like a prophecy, and it's not what it is. So back to you.
Right. Thanks for mentioning that, Ron. And also, you have special weekly conference calls. On Tuesday is the cord removal call. Wednesday is healing and water activation on the light chip. Thursday, clone body removal. And Friday, entity removal call. So be sure and check creationlightship.com. for events, and you can also go on the CLS chat because there's additional information regarding expos that Ron has coming up, too. And let's see here. I'm thinking that thank everyone for your comments and emails, clsquestions@yahoo.com. You can send emails between shows if you'd like. And we have another show on Wednesday, and those will. Actually, they're listed on Creation Light Chip, too, or creationlightship.com also, if you want to know the times. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, everybody.
Okay,
this is the heart drop, and here it comes, mind a heart drop, commanding your spirit to take your thoughts inside of your head, your monkey mind energies, whatever, and drop into your heart and neutralize that to bring you peace. So here we go. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Dropping down like an elevator, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, and 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Hey, everybody. Thank you. Blessings. See you later. Have a wonderful evening.